This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Who's been more disappointing to you this year, the Jets or the Cowboys?
The Jets. Like I always expect the Cowboys. Well, I expect the Cowboys to at least compete for that division.
Right.
But I always expect the Cowboys come playoff time to take a shit in their helmets. So that's just my expectation. But the Jets, I thought that the Jets, with the defense that they were going to play under Robert Saleh, a revamped offensive line, being able to run the ball, and Aaron Rodgers just being Aaron Rodgers. Like, I really thought they were going to be good. That, how foolish of me to think that they were going to be something. Like, it was going to be fun to watch the Jets. It's miserable to watch the Jets. Miserable.
It is. Boy. I can't remember the name of the guy. It was a Patriot lineman. Defensive lineman was like, man, it's hard. How did he put it? He goes, it's hard to watch Rodgers go out this way. He's like, he can't move. He said, yeah. I was chasing him down easily. You know, defensive lineman, big fat defensive lineman. It was like, I had no problem chasing him down.
Dude, it is one of those things. It's like every now, like four or five times a game, he makes a throw where you're like, wow.
Right. Yep.
But then it's the other, you know, 30 plays a game that you watch and you go, wow, oof, that does not look good. Like, it just, it looks, I don't know, it just looks, he looks 40.
How much is he hurting his legacy here?
He's a four-time MVP. He's won a Super Bowl. He's one of the greatest that's ever done it. See, that's an interesting, like, it's an interesting conversation because, you know, he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer regardless of what happens the rest of this year or not. So do I think he's truly hurting his legacy? No. You know, this will always be an asterisk at the end of his kind of Hall of Fame resume. But, you know, he's still going to go down as one of the greatest ever to do it. And
but is he losing his seat or potential seat? At the big boy quarterback table. You know what I mean?
I mean, where Brady, because Brady goes out and he's still, like, I still feel like Brady could go out and orchestrate a winning season for the Raiders if he wanted to play. Like, right. Probably that's a conversation that you can have. Although I always kind of look at it, you know, a different way. Like, people would like, well, Jordan went on to play with the Wizards or whatever, you know, like, oh, he's tarnishing his legacy and da da da. And I'm always like, man, it takes a certain amount of balls to go out when you know you don't have it anymore, when you know you're not what you once were, but you still love to compete and you still go out and try and go out and play. Like, there's something that I respect about that.
But his body
I just don't
language-
like the way Rodgers went about it. Like, I don't like the the snarky arrogance. I don't like the, you know, I don't have anything to do with the, you know, I don't have anything to do with it. Come on, stop. Like, stop. Just stop lying and just come out and say, you know, it's kind of the whole, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm inoculated or whatever he said, right? It just, it's like, own it, come out, be honest with it. Yeah, I had some, yeah, I've got, I'm a quarterback. I had some influence. I asked for some of my buddies to come here. Why wouldn't I? Like, yeah, like, what are you going to do about it? I would have much rather seen that than just deny, deny, deny. And the whole thing just looks like an absolute, you know, just a train wreck.
Yeah, it's not our job to tell a guy, hey, you know, you're not the player you once were, so you need to stop playing to protect my memory of you. That's
right.
I mean, if the dude wants to continue to play, if Michael Jordan wants to go play for the Wizards, fine. But at least Jordan looked like he was enjoying himself. Rodgers' body language sucks right now. I mean, yeah, he looks like the most miserable guy out there.
Well, but it's not only that. It looks to me like everybody's miserable to have him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those situations where you're like, it feels like the Jets are biding their time until the guy, you know, gets put to pasture. And at this point, they're just kind of putting up with it. Like, all right, that experiment failed. You know, we pushed all our eggs into that basket and they're all rotten. And now we just got to live with a basket of rotten eggs. And I don't know. Rodgers just feels there feels like he's lost a certain amount of respect within the players that play there. And I don't know that to be true. It just feels that way when you watch them on tape. It just that, like, everybody just is, feels to me like, oh gosh, here we go. You know, it just feels that way.
Well, hey, listen, here's some good news for Jets fans. Sean Payton's conducting some really good quarterback rehab right now, and I'm sure he'd be willing to trade Zach Wilson back to the Jets.
What do you get for Zach Wilson from the Jets?
Price is going up.
Have to be draft picks, right?
Yeah.
Jets don't have anybody on their team you want, do they? I mean, everybody. Sauce Gardner, people are complaining about how Sauce Gardner is playing. Remember, he was the best corner in football or whatever, and now people are like, oh, he's not playing very well. It just seems to permeate that entire organization. It just feels like it just feels so dirty over there.
So dirty. Yeah, just dirty. All right. Yeah. On that note.
Oh, that's it, huh?
That's it. Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go back. I know you still have a heaping plate full there of Russell Wilson Crow to chow down on. So I know you got seconds and thirds waiting for you.
Right. I am starving. There's no question about that. Hey, good for Russ. And this is the honest to goodness truth, because, you know, people make it personal. There's no personal hate. Now, I hated the way he behaved and I hated the way he played. There's no question about that. But I would love to see him kind of get back on top, because it was like, there was, for me, it was like, man, you're playing your way out of the potential Hall of Fame conversation. And so I hope that this trend continues, because, man, he was really good for a long time, really good for a long time. So I hope it continues. And I hope, you know, I hope he continues to embrace the way they're asking him to play and he keeps doing that. And, you know, and it'll be interesting to watch as they start to, you know, venture into their division schedule and playing in the AFC North. How, you know, if this continues, because it was two bad teams in the Jets and the Giants. But boy, I tell you what, he was really pretty good. So that, it's a cool thing to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.